where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And it's time now for our featured guest, Dr. Patrick Porter, talking about how just about everything you ever heard about optimizing your brain is wrong, and how burnout occurs, and he has some solutions to some of those issues. So welcome to the show, Dr. Porter. Tell us a little bit about the work that you've been doing and how we can improve brain function.
It all started because I'm a clinical psychologist. So I was working with people with pain back in the 80s, and this was before opioids. So we were trying to find ways that we could do that. And what we noticed was when we had people meditate to a candle, that their brainwave would shift out of beta, which is your wide awake, alert, conscious state, which we need as entrepreneurs. But if it gets too engaged, we become over-vigilant, and actually the stress inhibits us from making good decisions. You know, if you take a stress test, like you get divorced, lose your job, you shouldn't make any life decisions, those kind of things. And what we noticed was that the shift happened, and now we know that every cell of our body has something called a mirror neuron. Our environment plays a big role in how we feel, because our body is changing every 40 seconds. I mean, every DNA pair is changing every 40 seconds. So you're not the same person that started this interview. You're a different person. Your cells are changed 50 million cells per second. So we started thinking, how can we use light, sound, and vibration to enhance wellness? And what we found was that the LEDs just came on the market. So when you think about what happened with me at Consumer Electronics Show, we were like an alien invasion. Nobody was doing what we were doing. We created a whole new industry. You know, we're all over the world now where we do a lot of research. I have a 6,000 square foot research lab where we're always researching, how can we optimize human performance? And I just want to share one story with the entrepreneurs. It actually took place at Google and Microsoft, but it'll make sense to the entrepreneur. They came to me after the COVID experience, and what happened was they said, hey, all these programmers are getting burned out. And a lot of entrepreneurs get burned out. They have a 7-year itch or a 5-year itch, whatever it is. And I said to them, I said, if you give me 20 minutes at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I will resolve your conflict with burnout. And they said, what do you mean? I said, every day at 2 o'clock, your biology, you drop 2 degrees. This is a factor of life. It's actually called the circadian rhythm. And our sun tells our body where we are in space and time. So when that reboot happens, if your brain is dysregulated, you'll actually lose more energy and you'll think you have low blood sugar. You don't have low blood sugar. You have a brain that's dysregulated. So I said, we're going to give them our technology, which is called Brain Tap, light, sound, and vibration, do the 20-minute session. Now, first of all, no way they were going to do it. They're too busy. Everybody's too busy to improve themselves. And they don't realize that if you take some time to improve your brain, everything else about your life is going to get better. So I said, just give me 2 weeks and I guarantee you will never stop doing this at 2 o'clock. Well, what we found out statistically, these were programmers, so we could measure keystrokes. The group that used the Brain Tap at 2 o'clock in the afternoon got 26% more work done. Their happiness score improved 54%. Their sleep improved 43%. And across the board, their life improved by taking a 20-minute break because they had a neurological reset. They had a new morning. So most people know, hey, I make my best decisions in the morning, but they only have one morning. But the reality is that we're the only culture in history since the Industrial Revolution that works past 2 o'clock. You know, there's nobody running around in the Serengeti at 2 o'clock. The lions and zebras are laying there. There's nobody getting up, chasing around, looking for food. There's no hunters and gatherers after 2 o'clock that want to get caught out in the dark because they're part of the food chain. But in our culture, we have lights, we have technology. So technology can be both good and bad. And what we found was by taking that break, that became the breakthrough in what's happening.
Dr. Patrick Porter, he is a CES award-winning inventor of BrainTap.
How do people get this? Do you sell this apparatus?
Oh, yeah. We're in 3,000 clinics across the U.S., but you can also buy it directly on our website, trybraintap.com. And you can start doing it. It's a wellness device, so it's not a medical device. Although we have studies that show it improves everything from sleep to actually even getting off opioids. We have different studies out there going on right now for Parkinson's. We have a dementia study that actually within 6 weeks, every person in a dementia study is off the dementia scale because it's about energy. And every entrepreneur will tell you that it's their energy that drives the business, but your brain drives the energy through our nervous system and makes us do the work. So if you're having a job, most entrepreneurs work their job, they get home, they hit the couch, they pass out, they wake up, rinse and repeat, and pretty soon they have burnout. The reality is that their brain is not engaging because it doesn't have enough energy. When you were born, your brain was 18.1 volts. You had a 100 billion neural bit processor. You were processing far beyond any AI could ever dream about, because every neuron is equivalent to a Cray computer. But people aren't using its capacity. They're using what they can, but it needs a break. You know, when our most favorite user that does a lot of pony for us is Tom Brady. He doesn't look like the biggest physical athlete, but what he does is he knows about recovery. So when Alex Guerra, his PT, started using BrainTap with him, he now has it on his jet and flies around with it. And everybody who gets on his jet gets to do it, because we also can solve the problem of jet lag, because it's not jet lag, it's light lag.
As I work through the day, when I get home, I'm tired. That feels like brain fatigue, but is that some other type of fatigue?
Your body will show up as fatigue when your brain's fatigued. Your muscles, bones, and ligaments do nothing without your brain. So what happens is every cell of your body also has something called a chromophore. This is a little battery that sits on the cell, and it absorbs light, sound, and vibration. It does this all the time. And just to give an analogy, if we were at a rock concert together or a concert or a party, and maybe you didn't want to go there, but they started playing all your high school favorites, pretty soon you start tapping your toes, you start dancing. That's because the cells fill with energy. It's called the electron transport chain. This is what causes everything in your body to work. So when you're doing your left brain job, being a lawyer, you know, or helping run a law firm, that's a very high stress job. It's not the same as being a farmer or a road worker where you can go have a beer and a pizza and now you got energy for the rest of the night. You're up till 2 o'clock because you just burned out the sugar in your cells of your body. You burned out your brain, because your brain uses something called ketones.
A lot of people would agree with you that my brain is pretty much burned out at this point. But can you describe the role of sleep? I mean, how does sleep work on a practical level? What happens when we're sleeping?
Sleep is the number one way your brain gets fit. So just to put that in perspective, it used to be we'd brag, I only get 4 hours sleep. I only get 5 hours sleep. Sleep is not a luxury anymore. It's a necessity. And what we need is 6.5 hours is all you really need. The lie about 8 hours, that's a lie. All longevity studies show 6.5 hours, but you need 1 hour of deep sleep, because imagine you and I were in medical school in 2015 and we're doing a sleep study. And then we notice something in the brain that hasn't been noticed in the history of time. I think they found a new part of the human body in 2015 called the glial lymphatic system. This is the detox system of the brain. If you don't get sleep, you don't detox your brain. And, you know, like your home, if you don't clean your home, it's going to get cluttered. It's going to get messy. It's going to be hard to find things. Just a lot of inflammation happens in the brain when that happens. So sleep is key. That's what, in fact, our user base, we have 120,000 users. Most of those users use it between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. to get to sleep. Because when we downregulate the nervous system, you do more neurological activity when you're sleeping than when you're awake. I jokingly say, but it's the truth.
You know what? I am such a vivid dreamer. Oh my gosh. And I can't hardly remember, but I wanted to ask you, you have a book, Brain Fitness Blueprint. So can people use this device by itself, or are there techniques in your book that help it be more effective?
The book isn't all about just brain tap. There's lifestyle changes you can make. Number one lifestyle change you can make is give up your morning coffee first thing in the morning. You can have it 2 hours after you wake up. But when you have that coffee first thing in the morning, you crush something called the cortisol curve. Your brain doesn't make dopamine, cortisol, norepinephrine, and that's what you need. You should wake up a little nervous. It's the first day of school. You're going to do something new and different. It's exciting. But when you drink the coffee, you actually flatten that curve, and then you're tired. When that coffee buzz wears off, you're tired, so you either have to recaffeinate. But if you wait 2 hours, that coffee will do what it's designed to do. Your brain is the most powerful pharmacy on earth. So we need to activate the pharmacy
first. I think it's the coffee, though, that gets me out of bed.
Do I get an exemption for tea? Probably not.
Herbal tea you'd get an exemption for. You will love your coffee even more if you do what I'm saying. Also,
Well, I'll give it a try. Just because you're on the show, I'll give it a try, and I'll definitely report back.
Should you drink water?
Oh, yes. A lot of water. And you put mineral salt in the water, and this you can buy at your grocery store. Get full spectrum salt, not table salt. Think of every cell like a battery. If that cell isn't getting the right minerals, it's not transacting information. And MIT just proved that the sun and our cells are both beaming information to our body to tell it what to do. That's why we naturally get tired around 10 o'clock at night, because we make more melatonin at night between 10 and 11. You clean your liver between 11 and 12. We could go around the clock. And so in the morning, what we want to do is we want to get up, do some kind of physical exercise, something that's going to trigger. Think about this for a minute. All the sugar in your system is now in your muscles. Your body has cleaned itself out. You have perfect pH. Then you throw a cup of coffee in there. You just put your body into chaos. Yeah. But if you use that for physical exercise, what happens is now you're training your muscles to use the sugar that's available. Now you can make second level digestion, which is ketones. Your body makes its own because all that stored fat on your body is now going to be liberated and used for brain food. This is how people that think smarter, think faster, and think better work, is they, most people are walking around with a year's worth of energy on their body because under stress, and an entrepreneur gets a lot of stress, they signed up for it, but that stress does something incredible to the body. The first thing it does, it tells the liver to dump 25 grams of sugar into your bloodstream. There's no place for it to go in the morning. So if you just stressed out your body first thing in the morning, there's no place for that sugar to go. Your body has to start the insulin pump. Immediately, you start building fat cells to store those toxins. And where does it put it? Not where we want it. It puts it on the adipose tissue. And then we get what's called insulin resistance. You can go on any diet you want. Until you fix the diet of your mind, you're never going to keep the weight off. When I was featured in People magazine in 2006, they said, why don't you have a diet? I said, it's not what people eat that's killing them. It's what's eating them. It's their thoughts that are killing them.
So what do you think is the healthiest morning routine when you first get up? What should you do for the first hour?
I get up and do a cold plunge and do my sauna and do my exercise, you know, and I love cold plunging. So 39 degree water, get my body shocked in a good way to start using that sugar in the system. But let's say you're not going to do all those crazy things. You just want to have a ritual. Think of not as habits. These are rituals. So in the morning, first thing you get up, large glass of water with salt in it. As much salt as you can stand. You know, like a tablespoon if you can. Then drink that down. Immediately start doing some kind of physical exercise. You know, whatever that is. It could be something just simple as taking a walk out in nature. Just get the blood flowing. Get the muscles that have that sugar in them using that sugar to transact information, which is the form of walking, talking, whatever you do. In physical exercise, like weight training is best because as we age, you know, I'm middle-aged. I'm only 65. So when you think about when you get up in the morning, your body wants to move and breathe. Then when you're done doing your exercise, sit down and just relax for 5 minutes. Your brain does something amazing with exercise. It creates BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Think of it as Miracle-Gro for the brain. So while you're sitting there for 5 minutes listening to some relaxing music, do not at all costs turn on the news because there's a secret to being unhappy. It's listen to the news. I always tell people, if you're too happy, just turn on the news. You're going to be miserable in 5 minutes. I'm not saying don't be informed, but don't do it first thing in the morning. It's better to do in the middle of the afternoon or something like that if you want to be informed. So then once you've done that, now it's time to eat breakfast. When you're eating your breakfast, it should be a high protein breakfast. That means eggs or protein or whatever you want to have that has a mostly protein, some good fat, and what most people don't know what fat's good for them. So I tell them, go to the store and get a high quality olive oil, like California olive oil that's been certified that it's real. Don't depend on Italy, because if a boat passes by Italy in the ocean, they say it's from Italy. You know, a lot of seed oils are one of the worst things. In fact, statistically speaking, seed oils are worse than sugar for your brain. So olive oil, replace your salad dressing with olive oil and put Italian seasoning on it. You're going to find you reduced your chances of dementia by 40% just by doing that one thing.
Dr. Patrick Porter, he is a CES award-winning inventor of BrainTap. We have to take a break for a commercial. We'll be back right after this.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling, I know I do, that sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-261-2176. 800-261-2176. That's 800-261-2176.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance.
800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. That's 800-652-1470.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
We're here with Dr. Patrick Porter, author of a new book about brain fitness. What's the title of the book, Dr. Porter?
Brain Fitness Blueprint.
So I want to go back to sleeping because I did not sleep well last night, and I'm hoping you can tell me why. I did not have any particular stressful events. There was nothing that I felt particularly anxious about. But every once in a while, I wake up in the middle of the night and I have a hard time going back to sleep. Most of the time, that doesn't happen, but it happens every once in a while. I'm just wondering if you have an explanation for weird sleep patterns, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners have the same issue.
A lot of people say, hey, I hit the pillow, I go to sleep. That's terrible. You don't want to do that. You have to unwind the body. Think of it like an electrical system that's full of energy. Most people are running around with about 3 volts of energy coursing through their body. It should be zero. And you can test this. Go to Home Depot, get a voltometer, and measure your voltage.
Does it help if you have two little bolts sticking out of your neck?
Remember, you are an electrical being. You're a light being. We take these physical forms, but the reality is that the electron transport chain is all electricity. So all that electricity is coursing through your body. If you didn't ground, and one of the best ways to do that is when you're laying in bed or wake up in the middle of the night, is do a 4-8 breath. And what I mean by that is you breathe into the count of four. This is going to trigger a part of the system called the sympathetic system. This gets locked. What happened to you was your sympathetic system got locked. You weren't able to cycle through it. Usually we have a upset situation or we have a crisis. We recover. It's not constant 24 hours. But we live in a world of 24-hour news cycles, chronic stress, especially an entrepreneur. You got to do everything, you know. So what you do when you get in bed is you're going to unplug that by breathing out. You breathe into the count of four, breathe out to the count of eight. And when you're breathing out to the count of eight, you're going to do what we call a body scan. Notice some people go to sleep and their fists are clenched. They don't even realize it. Or their jaws clenched. And so when you unclench those and you're breathing out, you're going to train your body. It's called latency. You get knocked down in your score if you go to sleep too fast. It should take you anywhere between 10 to 20 minutes to go to sleep. That's not a bad thing. You're unwinding the body. And then you just naturally drift off into sleep. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, you do the same thing. Now, there's different breathing techniques for the day. So this puts you to sleep because our breath is directly linked to our nervous system. And 70% of our nervous system just happens to reside in our brain. It's not just our spine and our arms and legs. Our brain needs that release.
Well, do you think for brain health that you need to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? You said drink a lot of water. How much does your diet affect it?
You can't outthink a bad diet. You can't out-exercise a bad diet either. So food is really important. What I do, because I'm not always the best either because I travel a lot. I do about 64 lectures a year out there. But yes, vegetables and fruit are very important. Fruit, not so much. The best diet is to change your diet every 3 months. Our body is used to adapting. Think about this body, even though, you know, you might be whatever, 12 years old, 50 years old, 100 years old, doesn't matter. The genetics in this body have been around for 200,000 years, and that's driving your system. In fact, MIT actually proved that 54 generations of your ancestors are interfering with your DNA right now. Your mom and dad, their mom and dad, their mom and dad, that's all bleeding through because when you were first born, when that seed and that sperm got together, that energy, that spark transferred all that knowledge into you. You weren't born a clean slate. That's why they did an experiment. They took a duck and they put it in with chickens. And they said, you know, it's all about how you're raised and how people respond to you. It's, it has nothing to do with your heredity. Well, this duck, as soon as it cracked open, it left the chickens and went to the river and started swimming. Well, ducks and chickens aren't the same, right? So how did the duck learn that? It was already in their DNA. That's why if you're married, you know, your spouse usually tells you, you're acting like your father, you're acting like your mother. You know, you know, because that genetics is there.
It's usually not a compliment, by the way.
Not a compliment. Yeah. So, I mean, what we're saying here is that you can change that by the food you consume, because think of food as energy now, not as just a pleasure. Now, you can have your pleasurable foods. When I was growing up, we only got dessert on Sunday, you know, after church. You know, we'd come home, we'd have our big meal, we'd have dessert. But during the week, we didn't get dessert. But everybody now has dessert for breakfast. They have orange juice, right, a banana, and danish. That also spikes the sugar. Sugar is the most neurotoxic thing that we can put in our body for our brain. So in eating, I always tell people, if you can't read the label, don't eat it. You know, and also God's labels are always the best. You know, there's no label. You know, it came from nature. But you can't be a vegetarian today. I've met too many sick vegetarians because the food we're eating today, for instance, if we took an orange today to get the same vitamin C, we'd have to have 30 oranges that was back 20 years ago. So you have to supplement. You have to find a good mineral, which is what I'm talking about with the salt. You have to find a good vitamin and then eat normally. Eat what you want to eat, but eat normally. Don't eat like, you know, if we could go back in time to when I was growing up. And I always say, I Love Lucy. You know, when I Love Lucy was having dinner with Ethel, they had a half a sandwich and a small tumbler of soda. That was their lunch. If we get that today, man, we're screaming. What do you mean? Where's my double burger and my big gulp drink? You know, we're overtaxing our system.
Dr. Patrick Porter, this has been absolutely fascinating. What are the top three things that people should keep in mind for maintaining their brain health?
The biggest thing is solve real problems. Don't chase trends. You know, I started something totally new because there was a real problem I could solve. Stay curious. The brain thrives on new experiences. This is called neuroplasticity. Build systems, not products. When you have a product out there, that's one thing. But if you can build systems that work, that's going to be number one. You know, build a system around it. You're going to have a solution that people will pay for.
Dr. Patrick Porter, where can people find you if they want to learn more about your book, about your products?
Well, we have a website called the Brain Fitness Blueprint Book.com, but they can go to drpatrickporter.com. If they want to try out the technology for free, we have a 14-day trial over at trybraintap.com. And if they just put my name in the search engine, they'll see a few billion things I've done. So, you know, I'm out there.
Well, it's been wonderful speaking with you. Thank you so much for sharing so much important information. I'm sure our audience, who are already very smart, are going to be a little bit smarter after hearing this episode.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.